Chapter 3. Isis and Osiris. Now that Ra was in the heavens, Osiris became Pharaoh of Egypt, and Isis was his queen. They built a big city called Thebes, and they ruled all of Egypt from there. Osiris was a good ruler, and he taught the people of Egypt well. They learned to become good farmers, and they grew barley and made bread. They grew fruit, and they made wine. They made music, and they became artists. They learned to live in peace, and they built temples for their gods and worshipped them. Osiris then left Egypt for a while to teach the men and women in other lands. Isis ruled Egypt while he was gone. But there was still evil in Egypt, and it secretly found its own ruler. He was the god Set, the younger brother of Osiris and Isis. Set wanted to become pharaoh.
"I cannot take power now while Osiris is away," Set thought. "Isis is too clever."
So Set waited. And while he waited, he secretly found 72 men to help him with his evil plan. When Osiris came back to Egypt, Set asked him to come to a wonderful meal. Set also asked his 72 men to eat with them. But Osiris arrived without any of his men. He felt safe because Set was his brother. At the end of the meal, Set said,
"I have a present for one of you here."
Set's men brought a large, beautiful box into the hall. They closed the doors of the hall, and Set spoke again.
"This is a gift for somebody here. If you can lie inside the box, and it is the right size for you, then it is yours," he said.
Each man in the room tried to lie in the box, but some men were too tall and some were too short. Some men were too fat and some were too thin.
"I will try," said Osiris. He lay in the box.
"It is mine," cried Osiris happily.
"See, it is just the right size for me."
"Yes, it is yours, because it was made for you," said Set. "It is your coffin."
Then he closed the coffin with Osiris inside it. Set and his men quickly threw the box into the Nile. The river carried the coffin out to sea until it came to the city of Byblos in the land of Syria. A big wave carried the coffin onto a beach and into the middle of a young tree. The tree then grew around the coffin until nobody could see it anymore. The young tree became very beautiful. It had pretty flowers, and the wood had a very sweet smell. Soon it became the most famous tree in Syria. The king of Syria, Malkander, and his wife, Queen Astarte, came to see it.
"This is a wonderful tree," Malkander cried to his men. "I must have it in my palace. Bring it to me there and make it into a pillar."
Many people came to see the famous pillar at the palace. They thought that the wood was beautiful, and they loved its sweet smell. Nobody knew that there was the body of a god inside it. Back in Egypt, Isis learned that Osiris was dead, and she started to look for his body. She knew that without a funeral, his spirit could not go to the Duat. She needed to bury his body. But first, she went to the island of Chemmis, and there her son Horus was born. She left Horus on Chemmis with Buto, a kind goddess, and made a spell to make the island move. Sometimes Chemmis was on the Nile, and sometimes it was on the sea. This made it difficult for Set to find the island, so Horus was safe from him. Then Isis went to look for her husband's body. She looked everywhere in Egypt, but she could not find it. One day, she met a group of children. They were playing next to the Nile.
"We saw a box on the water," they told her. "It went that way."
And the children pointed to Byblos. So Isis went to Byblos. When she arrived there, her magic showed her that the body of Osiris was at the palace. Isis changed into an old woman, and she got a job at the palace. She helped Queen Astarte with her baby Dictys. Dictys was ill, and he was not very strong. But now that Isis was there, he started to become stronger. Every night, Isis closed the door so no one could see her, and she put some wood on the fire. Then she put the baby Dictys in the fire. He was happy there, and because of Isis's magic, the fire did not burn him. It was like a warm bed. Then Isis changed into a bird and flew around and around the pillar with Osiris's body inside it. But one night, Astarte came into the room and saw her baby in the fire. She was afraid, and she quickly took the baby out of the fire. Then Isis changed back into a goddess.
"Stupid woman," she cried. "I was turning your son into a god, but now he will die when he is old because he is a man and not a god. He might die even sooner."
"We are sorry,"
the king and queen both cried.
"Please stay here and help our son. We will give you all the best treasures of Byblos if you stay."
"I cannot stay here," said Isis. "But your baby will be safe if you open that pillar for me."
So the king sent for his men and they cut the pillar open. Osiris's coffin was inside it, and they took it out.
"You must build a great temple for this pillar," said Isis. "The body of a god was inside it, so it is very special."
The people of Byblos built a temple and called it Baalat Gebal, and they put the pillar inside it. But Isis took the coffin, and she went back to the island of Chemis. She put the coffin in a secret place until she could give Osiris's body a funeral. But the next night, Set and his men arrived at the island of Chemis, and Set saw Osiris's coffin.
"Why is this still here?" he cried angrily,
and he pulled his brother's body out. Then he cut Osiris's body into 14 pieces, and he threw them far across the land of Egypt.
"Now Osiris has no body, so his spirit cannot go to the land of the dead."
He laughed. Once more, Isis left the island of Chemis to look for Osiris. Anubis, the son of Set and Nephthys, turned into a dog to help her. Isis found 13 pieces of her husband's body, but fish ate the 14th piece. Isis then buried the 13 pieces in 13 different cities. At each city, she used her magic to make a body of each piece. Then there was a big funeral at each city. So those 13 cities of Egypt all thought they were very important because the body of Osiris lay in them. Another story says that Isis tricked the priests and people of these 13 cities. In that story, the people in each city thought that they were burying Osiris, but Isis used her magic to make one body from all the pieces, and she secretly buried it on the island of Philae. She wanted the body to be safe from Set. But in both stories, Osiris's body had a funeral so his spirit could travel to the Duat. And there he became the king of the dead.